Welcome to the XSF podcast, hosted by Devontae and Lou. This is the podcast to show that every human is capable of being extreme. Tune in to discover how you are too.
All right, everybody, welcome to episode 28 of the XSF podcast. That's right, I am back here with Lou this week. And
what up?
Say what up, Lou.
I'm what always up, Lou? Talking.
There we go. And today we really just went into life. We just wanted to sit down, have a conversation about life, and we ended up going really deep into checking yourself before you wreck yourself, you know, and just, you know, shout out to Ice Cube, you know, real quick. real quick, but that's just something we really wanted to dive in today, and it's kind of funny where the conversation goes. We even dove into hobos attacking people on a subway? Is that what you said? Yeah, on a subway, and a bunch of other stuff. So make sure, if you guys really want to listen to how we just rant about life, stay tuned to the end of today's episode. Hope you all enjoy. All right, everybody, before we hop into the rest of today's episode, let's go over July's giveaway. So this month, we have our sponsor, Monte Coso Skateboards. They're going to be giving away one of their new, fresh as hell, Monte Coso t-shirts. Make sure you don't miss out on this opportunity. It's so easy to win. Here's how. First things first, you just got to be following us, XSF Podcast, and Monte Coso Skateboards on Instagram. Everything you need is down in the show notes. The second step, whenever you see us post something on Instagram about a new episode that's come out or even a recent episode, make sure you tag a friend in it who could get some value from that episode themselves. And the third step is just to make sure you share whatever episode you like from this month in July and write something you liked about the episode and make sure you tag us, XSF Podcast, and our sponsors, Monte Coso Skateboards. All right, everybody. Let's get to the rest of today's episode. Bro, get this. All right. Have you ever heard of, let me think. Is it a Japanese beetle?
I think so.
Do you Japanese know what they look like? All right, I'm pulling one up on the TV right now. I was ready for this.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I've seen it.
So. All right. So if you're listening and you're not on YouTube, go get on YouTube. Links in the show notes. But you know, I'm showing a picture on screen of a Japanese beetle. If you don't know what those are,
you should probably just Google it, too.
Yeah, just Google it. It's going to come up. But we've never had a problem with them in our yard. And I guess, like, when I had first went to the Army, because I guess I never shared this on the show, but I actually took over my childhood home with my family after I came back from the Army. So I used to live here, went to the Army, and when we moved, I guess our neighbor got, like, an infestation of these things. And they went away. She got them to go away somehow, and she's kind of had, like, little ones every year. All of a sudden, this year, for some reason, we take over the house. It's our first summer in the house. We have our nice garden going and stuff, and all this is going on over in the corner. JoJo screams this morning. I'm like, what the heck? Like, what's going on? Because she's usually out there just having a good time doing her thing, and I'm like, what? Because she hates bugs. All of a sudden, I go out there, dude. They're swarming her. Like, I'm not kidding you. It was a swarm of these things. Like, if you could picture, like, you know cicadas, like the noise they make? It's like that, but yeah. It's like that, but on 10, like literally.
What? It's crazier than their noise?
Yeah, well, no, just because there's so many of them. So it's like instead of just the one sound, there's like different ones coming in and out, and like you can hear them coming in and stuff. And we had to go get these bags, and that's just how I started my day. It was just like a random, like eventful day of dealing with bugs.
You stay starting your days in a wild place, let me tell you, bro. Like, when you tell me your shit, I'm like, I just woke up and stretched and drank water and went to work. Like, God, yeah. Like,
that life. Did you see this morning? I mean, like, I don't know, dude, because I told Arlo last night, like, when we went to bed, I was like, oh, I'll take you to the park tomorrow. Blah, blah, blah. And then we wake up and it was raining. And you know how, like, most parents be like, hey, it's raining, bro. Like, we're not going right now. I was like, dude, screw it up. Grab your rain jacket, y'all. Let's go. 10 a.m. We were out the park just playing in the rain, dude. Just having a good time.
That's so dope because you need that. Like, I still don't understand. Like, with people, like, I was with my brother last night at my parents' house, and we were watching these commercials. Something about some type of sunscreen, bop, bop. Like, we need the sun, yo. Like, why do these people keep talking as if we don't need these elements? Like everything now, like, everything is about, like, yo, climate control. Like, let's keep everything as cold as possible when we want to cold, like, you know, air conditioning. And I'm not saying I don't enjoy those things. Like, right now, oh, I'm in this apartment. Yeah. Like, yeah, right now I'm in this apartment, right? And since it's my first time in my life living in, like, an apartment like this, like, I've lived parents' house and then, I guess, like, boot camp and stuff. That you don't even consider. Obviously, you're not getting air conditioning there. Like, duh. But, like,
I see what you're saying, though. Yeah.
Yeah, like, so then in, like, when I lived in Astoria, that was, like, a three-family house, so it was still separate units. But now with, you know, 37 apartments, however many apartments are in a place, a lot more than 37, obviously, there's 37 floors. But, you know, sharing the air conditioning, it doesn't get that AC. Like, let me tell you, right? I'll put it on. Like, the other day, I'm like, you know what? Let me treat myself. Let me put it on, go to the gym. So when I come back from the gym, I walk into a nice freezing, I walked in, I'm like, this is my friggin' AC. And I'm used to it. Now, check this out. I'm used to, like, growing up, I was in my parents' basement and in a room that was basically as big as the box you're seeing on Riverside FM. And literally, it was like a meat locker. You could have hung meat in there. It was dope, you know? So anyway, I don't get that now. And I actually try to, like, this is how I started thinking about it. I was like, you know, fuck, forget it. Like, use this as a way to, like, not have to, like, instant gratification. Like, I absolutely must get an ice cold air conditioner. I'm going to die. Like, you know, work 12-hour days, skate home, and then enjoy this. Like, sit in it. And then get stronger at this. Like, being able to not need to be the most comfortable you could possibly be in your life at every given second. Like, do things that aren't that comfortable. Like, sitting. That's why I'm in this. Like I said to you, I'm like, oh, I'm coming on tonight with a kimono, bro. Yeah, it's too hot up here. You know what I mean? Like, because it's too hot in here. And instead of the AC bumping and whatever, I'm just chilling. Like, I'm chilling. Like, you know what? This is what it is.
I did the same thing earlier. Like, I'll do. It's just, like, one of those things. I like to do that to make myself realize, like, hey, I have these things. Like, as a luxury, you know, like, if I'm driving in the car, I have AC in my car, and it'll be hot, but I'll open the window sometimes and just get that breeze while I'm driving, because that's good enough. And for me, it's taking into account, like, hey, yes, I can use these things, but I probably should be aware of that and, you know, have just that awareness around it and be like, okay, do I really need it? Do I really want it? And would I be more rewarded if I, you know, like you said, in this situation, got hot for a little bit and then threw it on later or just sat with it and dealt with it.
It's exactly what you said. It's appreciating this shit.
Like with food, even. Like, I think the same thing with food. Like, the more you can appreciate, I'm not saying, like, I go out and hunt my food and all this stuff, but, you know, just having a respect around it and awareness.
The fact that you know
it,
that you're eating, really, too. Like, that, too. Yeah. Like, exactly. Food is so abundant in this country. And, like, cause look, homeless people are overweight. They're not skin and bones, like, to the point where it's like, I'm going to die if I don't eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like we have an abundance of it, although we throw most of it out, too, that's why I laugh, because it's like, oh, so you're telling me we have way too many people to go to straight up, like, cattle and hunter-gathering ways. It doesn't mean you have to be the hunter-gatherer. All it means is someone out there is hunting your food, killing it, and then, like, a cow feeds families. You're telling me we have too many people for that, yet we throw shit out all the time?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, but I don't know. That's the point. I'm not going to believe what you're saying, but I'm not going to sit here and say I know what I'm saying. I'm just going to say I just don't believe you, you know?
It's just, I don't know. It's funny. And I just love, like, the fact that me and you, we come from so, like, different. We just come from different backgrounds, but it's, I just love
very
how.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah, very different backgrounds, but, I mean, you hear us talk each week, and obviously we're on the same wavelength with things, and we don't have the same opinion on absolutely everything, but I just love how, you know, two people like ourselves can have such an understanding about these things, like, congruently together, and then it's funny to me then how others just, I don't know, and I'm trying not to, like, push that out on others, like how I just said others, like, I'm trying to just look at me and you and how we do this, and just focusing on that. Like, I think that's been a big thing in my life lately. And I've realized I did that a lot, was, like, projecting what I thought on others, or, like, what I was thinking others would think about me or about a situation or about whatever. Right. And just not worrying about actually what I'm doing in that moment or whatever the case may be. I just realized, like, this last week,
I definitely do that quite a bit. And it's something that's the fun part about being like just human. Like you get to find these things out about yourself and work.
Yeah, man. At least that's also if you want to. Yeah. If you, I was going to say, because a lot of people just don't even consider that. They just stay like that, not even aware that they're doing it. Like that's one of my biggest, one of the biggest things that I try to deal with is like not judging people so much, like especially in like a gym setting. You know, and then I self-check myself because I'm like, shut your mouth. I mean, this is me talking to myself. I'm like, shut your mouth. Just because you know what you're doing now in the gym, what when you didn't really know what you were doing, you would have been hating on yourself heavy. You know, it's like it's because then I actually had a realization where I was like, you know what? You're complaining about people doing things wrong in the gym, but you're complaining about people not being in the gym and being, you know, fit and healthy or just active in general. Which one is it? Do you want to just complain or do you want to actually, which one is it? Do you want to just complain? And then you're like, I just want to complain. And usually if we just want to complain, it's because we're complaining about ourselves, but about someone else to ourselves. It's not often like negative self-talk. Yeah, we'll do that. But when like, there's not really negative self-talk going on, but like you're judging, typically you're judging yourself looking at others though. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always, if you're wasting time in your life judging others, you're wasting time not getting better at being you or just, yeah, basically being you, learning things that are in your field of expertise or whatever you like to learn about, just learning in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you sit there and just stare at Netflix all day, cool, but like you learned something, like you learned about history, about anything, you know, whatever it is, Beatles, friggin' whatever it is, you're just, it's just better off like that way instead of distracting, you know?
We've talked about that before, how even those learning things like reading a book or, you know, using those things can all be distractions. And it's funny how like, I mean, we all do it. It's just part of it. And that's why I love having these conversations around it. Cause it just makes you really look at it from a different perspective. Cause I feel like most of us just don't take that time during the day. I know myself, I definitely don't. I try to, right? I try to be aware of it, but, you know, I got the two kids, the wife, the business, all this stuff just starts to go, and you try to be mindful throughout the day, and there's times where I'm like, okay, I need to take a second. Like, let me just step outside and just literally listen to, like, birds chirp for a second and stuff like
that's
that.
That's grounding yourself right there.
That's something I've had to do, especially. To.
Like, dude, that's how people get panic attacks. Because everything's going whoa, 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 and just and you just be right here.
Yeah, you're like, hold on, let me.
Otherwise, your mind will be like this, you know. But also, some people, I don't think have that. It's wild, bro. Because like that's what's so dope about.
Well, yeah, there has to be like the opposite end of it, of course. Which I would love to talk to somebody about.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A friend of mine growing up, that was him. One of my best friends, Kenny.
Yeah,
literally, I'd be like. Sometimes like, bro, what do you think about it? He'd be like, what do you mean? Nothing. And I'm like, what do you mean nothing, dude? I'm over here. You know? And I used to hate it. That's actually crazy. Why I used to do drugs. Like, I became a raging drug addict because I couldn't deal with thoughts. You know? Because, you know, Oxycontin will just dull you down. That's why I was doing so much of that stuff because I literally couldn't. Because this thing can get wild in a good and a bad way, you know? So it's like, until you can learn how to be with them, and first of all, understand like you're not your thoughts, they're just gonna come and go.
No,
but like, if you don't have to be with every single one of them and then do your thing, like, even to this day, when I'm reading a book about whatever it is, thinking about a billion other things, I have to restart the page. But I've understood now that's something just I do, even with heavy meditation, I do and all that, it's something that happens. I get thoughts constantly. So I have to like just discipline down until they stop. Like if I'm trying to read a book, it's like, don't let go. Like don't let go of the idea that you're reading this book, you know, keep reading the book as everything comes, goes. Try your best because it'll be something to, like, oh, you have to remember that. Write it down. And instead of put the book down, but you know, like they say something about like every time you stop your concentration, it takes like 20 minutes to truly get back into it or something like that. I don't know if it's that 20 minutes. But it's something. Jim Quick talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's something where you break your concentration, you know? So, like, even with all the years of meditation I've been doing, 5 years of meditation, almost every single day, 5 years, with very, very, very small times off, all that, you still deal with that stuff, you know? But, like, and that the reason I even say it's because, like, it's never going to end. Like, it's never going to end. When you choose to try to, like, be a better you, I mean, true, like, it's never going to end.
That's when you dive into it. Like, It's never going to end. That's all I was just going to say.
You can't sit there and wait for the day. Like, so many people I talk to are like, well, one day, or, you know, I'm not feeling it today. Or I don't have the motivation. But it, like, I have days where I don't even, like, it's tough to even get out of bed. But you do. You just do it. You have to understand that stuff about it. You know what I mean? Like, you have to just do. And doing actions, like, actual, like, if you're like, I don't want to get out of bed. Go the exact opposite. Yeah. Unless you're full-blown sick where you cannot get out of bed. You know? But, like, anytime your mind's telling you to be comfortable, typically don't. Like, we needed it when we were hunter-gatherers and shit, because it'd be like, yo, now a lion's about to eat you. You should be aware of that. Go get comfort. Like, yo, we're about to starve to death. Go get some food. Yo, it's about to rain. Go get some shelter. Now it's like, all right, we got food, we got shelter, we got Wi-Fi.
I almost like flip it and reverse it. You almost have to like seek those things out just because we are so comfortable.
That's exactly what you have to do. That's literally what everyone talks about now, like comfort's the enemy and all this bop, bop, bop. So I agree.
But then again, I agree.
I agree. Earn the lazy. You got to like earn the comfortability. You know what I mean?
And it's like, it's not to say like... The argument I always get in about this, right, is, well, what about, like, modern day, like, technology, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm very thankful that we wouldn't be able to do our business the way we do it. Wouldn't be, you know, all this stuff. If we didn't have people running Google, all this stuff. I'm not saying that those jobs aren't, they're needed. They're definitely needed, especially with where we're at today in this world. It's not going anywhere. But, you know, for those people out there and just for those who maybe not, they just don't think this way, I wish it was pushed out a little bit more that, like, hey, just realize that, like, we are very comfortable. Like, life might stress you out. Yes, like, you might perceive things that are going on in your life as stressful, but do you have a roof over your head? Do you likely have food in your fridge? If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you're pretty okay, unless you're out there with just the phone and you're on the streets podcast, today, and you're listening to this and you're like that.
Good looking.
Hit us up. Hit us up. Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
I would say, like, good looks. You should be getting a fucking job and you listen to us talk. That's
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, reach out. Upset. I'll throw you a couple dollars or something. Only if we're going to help you, though.
But,
you know?
Yeah. I'll throw you a shirt. No, but, you know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, put some clothes on your back. Actually. But, yeah, just doing something like that. And that's just, I don't know. I really forgot where I was
actually,
going.
I know exactly, where you're going, because I was going to touch on that myself about, like, I'm not, we're not sitting here saying, like, we're not comfortable. You know, it's like I'm saying, yo, want you every day to wake up and jab a needle into your leg so you feel some pain. No, it's not that. It's like, yo, go work out. Put your body under stress. Go run in some heat. Sit in some heat for a little bit. Go meditate, because that's uncomfortable for many people. Go stand with your posture perfect for a little bit. Go have a conversation with someone that you normally wouldn't, or you constantly think about doing, but you don't do it. Start something new that you're petrified of doing. You go start writing. Like, you always keep telling yourself, I want to be a writer. Yeah. Go start writing. Doing things that are uncomfortable for you to do. Doesn't mean you have to sit, you know, put a crown of thorns on your head and go, you know, walk up a hill. No.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying you have to go walk around in the freezing cold weather and all this stuff. Like, no, we have these things we have. You know, I mean, it's not. No, I'm not saying it's not. I do it all the time in the winter.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll hike all winter. I'm not pushing. I'm not pushing that on anybody else, but you know, it's just like you said. It's just really being aware of, like, hey, like, we are comfortable, and you know, that's a great thing. I'm very blessed and thankful for that. But then again, because I'm thankful for that and aware of it, I also tell myself, hey, like, let's make myself appreciate these things just a little bit more by doing what you just said.
Complacency kills. That's what, because the more comfortable you are, because then you think you deserve it. Like, if you don't have it, you wah, wah, wah. Like, imagine, like, actually growing up, right? I had an opportunity when I was 16 to get a sick Benz. And my dad was like, you are out of your mind. You think you're driving a Benz at 16. The life lesson I was learning was like, yo, why would I give you a Benz at 16? And the rest of your life, you need to have a Benz. No, we started out, I started 88 Monte Carlo SS. I mean, that was still a dope car. You know what I mean? Like, now I'm
I was going to say.
But it was, like, at that age, you had a, like, it was like, really, I'm driving this. Like, everyone else went, oh, and it's like, it was a life lesson. Like, bro, you're going to be used to this, and you get, you know, unless you're truly appreciative, like, you have to appreciate things in life. If you don't, complacency kills. Straight up, just like at work, like at the blue collar job, when people start thinking like the shop will never lay me off, I'm the best, nothing can go wrong, and they're leaving early every day and they're messing around and not performing like they really could be performing, Then they get laid off, and guess what happens? They get mad at the shop. How could they do this to me? Mm-hmm. I've been with them for 20 years. Ba 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 ba. Complacency kills. We don't forget it's a business.
And especially if you want something. So this just made me think of skateboarding completely, right? So I know more than a handful of skaters. If you're listening, I know you felt this way. There's so many skaters out there that we know that have so much potential, that could be pro skateboarders, that could do this stuff, right? But that same kind of thing seems to happen where it's like the complacency thing, where it's like you get comfortable doing the stuff, and you know, you're with your crew skating, and you have these like goals for yourself as a skater. This is just me talking from like a skateboarder's perspective, obviously, but myself going through this, and I know other people have, like just seeing the homies, skating with the homies, getting in like this routine, right? You're just getting this routine when you're a teenager skating. But in the back of your head, you're like, dang, I want to go somewhere. Like, I want to go do something. One of the only homies that did that out of my crew at a younger age is now pro, Tanner Van Varka. Like, shout out to you, bro. Love you, dog. It was just your birthday, you know, and it's crazy to me because I think about that because I'm like, damn, like, I had the opportunity to go. Like, I could have went too. Like, I was in online school. I could have kept skating, but I was so comfortable and complacent with smoking weed all day, being in online school, skating, just having this fun time, when in the back of my head, I knew I wanted to go places. And then this is, you know, for me, it led to a different path after my grandpa had passed away and I was in the streets more and all that other stuff happened. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. I think about that a lot for me, at least with skateboarding. It's like, hey, with any goal, if you really want something, that whole complacency thing, sitting around, just getting really comfortable with just any, like, your whole life. I don't know. To me, it can be a downfall.
You know where I can definitely see a lot of people, because now I'm thinking about clients and stuff, where I see a lot of people get stuck, where it's like, think about it. You always constantly hear from online, whether it's Instagram, whatever, of like the people that are like, yo, you have to go 1,000% always, or nothing will change. And then you got the other people that are like, yo, enjoy your life. Like, it's not right that you shouldn't be able to have 4 slices of pizza with your friends out on a Thursday night. Like, you should be able to. And it's like, listen, if you're someone who already does the 3 slices of pizza with your boys on a Thursday night routine, then Tuesday you're going out for Taco Tuesday, and, you know, then you get banged up Friday night, Saturday night, whatever the case is, and you want change in your life, you have to change those things. Now, that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just the way it is. Like, go to one of those things. You know what I mean? Like, but if you're someone that everything you do in life is one of, you know, you progress forward in school, you have a healthy diet, you're a healthy individual, and you want to change something, it's typically a little easier because you already have that, you're already that person. And so that's when people could be like, yo, there's no, like, don't care about that latte. Like, you know, a lot of times in like money saving world, they're like, you know, don't spend the $5 on a coffee every day, and you save that up and you invest instead. Then you have the other camp that's like, fuck, forget that. Spend what you want. Same thing in health and fitness. It's like the go hard all day, every day, or they're like, yo, it's laid back, you know? Namaste, bro. I'm going to stay right here. Like, namaste home.
Easiest.
You know, like.
Easiest way I like to put this, especially because, like, the whole fitness thing, any goal is, like, you have to realize there's work to be fucking done. Yeah. It's that simple. There's work to be done. Accept that fact. Be ready to do that work, but also be ready to figure out the best system for you in that work. You know, it's not saying you have to go into it making it a fucking struggle every single day. You know, it was literally just a year of the business, June 6th, right? So for me, every single day I've been doing something to get to this point today. And, you know, that's the whole point, is that you just got to keep moving forward. Like, it's just those little things you don't realize. Creating a system and knowing, like, hey, this is hard work, but if I can create a system around it, then that work that is like seems to be hard can then seem, through a different lens, it's a little bit easier. It just seems a little bit easier, only because then you just have a system around it. Because life is going to throw shit at you. Like, no matter what, life's going to throw stuff at you. It's happened to me a million times since me and Lou just partnered up. And life has just been throwing stuff. But with a system down, a system that I operate on, at least for my goals on a daily basis, like, hey, I know I know this has to get done, this has to get done, and this has to get done for me to get to blah in 5 years, if I want to get there. Like, I know, like, okay, in the back of my head, like, I need to wake up and just keep this routine going. Of course, there's the times where you can have your fun. I'm not saying you can't. I have my fun all the time with my wife and stuff. But I also know that next day, like, hey, I did this because I wanted to. Like, that's what I wanted to do. I knew I wasn't straying away from my goals because also that's part of my system. That's, you know what I'm saying? It goes right into my system of I know myself and how I operate. If I don't have enough time with my family and my wife especially at night with just her and stuff, like, not only does our relationship just start to just get really just not necessarily bad, but we just start to bruh. That just scared the fucking shit out of me.
I saw it happen.
Skateboard is off the wall. Happened, yeah. I don't know if you could hear you that in the background if you're just listening.
You definitely hear that.
Yeah, that was loud as shit. All right. Well, skateboard fell. That's all right. But like I was saying, for me, I know personally, I don't get as much done with my goals that I'm working toward when I'm all bugged up in the head about other things because my system just wasn't on the right operating system. You know, we talk about in prescript and all about the shit, like about your ones and zeros and shit. I just transfer that into my own life and use it the same way. Like, thinking. It's just having a better operating system. Yeah.
You know, like, even when you say the whole, like, you could have your fun, because I think about that, like, what the fuck is, like, you know, if you're not having fun, then what are you doing? Like, that's the way I look at it. Like, because like, even when people, that's even a great when people way to talk say about too, all this like entrepreneurship and all this blah blah, it's like, no, what you got to do is like max out your credit card, all this wild stuff. It's like, oh, you might have to do it, but why can't you have fun doing that? If you're miserable while doing this and your outcome is just to make a bunch of money in life, it's like, okay, if that's what you're doing. But like this whole connotation about fun, what if fun is for you is just sitting on a beach getting wasted with your friends? Then all right, like that's yeah, and that's all you want to do. It's like, hey, you know what? Open up a.
I think that's where it's hard
on a beach and sell liquor, so you could do that all day. But you're not. You're gonna go to some job that has nothing to do with the beach, and you're just gonna cannot wait to go there. So you torture yourself to have this quote unquote fun thing to happen. Like for me, like to do some stuff, like write programs for clients. I have to seriously sit down, like force myself sometimes. Well, I'll get the reminder, like I don't want to do that right now. And it's like, once I start doing them, I'm really enjoying it, but like, I got to force myself down. You know, it's what it is. Like, for me to have fun when I'm having, I mean, a ton of fun, I'm probably skating through something, might be on some psychedelics, listening to some great music. But I'm not doing that all the time because I have fun doing other things. But sometimes you just got to get through that little, like, for me, it's conditioning. It's like, because I didn't, like, high school to 27 or 28, I wasn't a studious individual. I wasn't really a productive human in society. I had a job and worked out, but I was a lunatic, you know, not doing great things. Yeah, not doing great things. So it's like, I still fight that condition of someone that just wants to get like smacked off edibles and stare at a screen or just like scroll through Instagram because that gets addicting and I want to throw that out the window, you know. But like you said, it's work. Like seriously, for me to, you know, not, and just throw that away, like that's work. Because now I'm sitting like, yo, just go back, you know, get back to scrolling, or like do something other than something that's productive, learning something, writing programs for clients, whatever it is. Like you said, though, it's work, and that's what people have to really just understand.
Yeah,
it's
just gonna knowing
be work.
That
no matter what, everything you do in life, it's gonna be work. Some people find that thing that they truly like, and they make it work for them, and to them, that's their entire fun. But everyone's capable of doing that. You just got to go find out, you know, go find things you like, you know,
what's yours.
Go find things you like.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, we talk about that all the time, like having experiences, you know, like just doing that, those things. And that goes with making yourself uncomfortable. Like we were just saying earlier, like there's so many things I would have missed out on if I let that feeling of just just being uncomfortable, like the butterfly feeling, like not being able to look at that as like, hey, obviously, I'm a little excited about something here, like whatever the case may be, however you decide to look at it. But for me, it's more so the fact that I was at a young age just experienced a lot. And I think that's also like something to be said, too, because we're talking about all this stuff. But we're also two people who speak from like quite a bit of experience outside of the world of school and home. And there's a lot of people out there who
didn't have.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is, like, that goes hand in hand. I think, well, that's what I'm saying. That's, like, the hard part about these conversations. For me, so it's easier for me and you to have this.
Yeah, but people listen because they haven't got, like, that's why we're having it.
Exactly.
The people that are sitting in their house judging the world but from their fudging couch, go experience it. You know, before you keep where people judge
go,
the world.
Go do something.
How this is that, that's this, and you're only getting all your information from Instagram, and you don't leave your place other than maybe the job you go to, the bar you go to. You talk to the same four people every week. Change it up. Get different perspectives, different outlooks, different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And do this with your hand. It looks cool. You know? Don't.
And do this to, he's, if you
I got myself,
if you can't
bro.
See, he's just doing some weird stuff with
like,
his
what
hand.
Is going on? But yeah, what like doing that's right what it is. Because I think a lot of the animosity in the world comes from that too. People, you know, because like everyone when you're younger, you have these ideas and dreams you want to do. Like how many times does a kid who gets asked in class, like Timmy, what do you want to be, actually becomes what they say they're going to be? It's not often. Matter of fact, people write books about mm-hmm. those people that were like, yo, at 5 years old, Bill Gates was like,
I'm going to know that's in school.
Probably what you're doing now. Yeah, well, you were that type yeah. of person, though. Like,
I'm in the right. I'm in the right lane.
Who knows what I said? Yeah,
fuck the teachers.
At that age, actually, I was freaking out. It doesn't matter, but like,
you know what? Real quick, before we end today's episode, that's something we're talking about life and stuff, dude. Like, that's just something I've been fighting my whole life. I didn't really realize like how much like I felt you were literally getting on me about like how much of a perfectionist yeah. I was. Like, I am, and like. For me, that's something that can stop me from doing a lot just because I get in my own head. Because like even when I was little, I felt like I always had something to prove, right? Like I went to an all-white school and no one liked me and the teachers didn't like me. I used to get all a bunch of more homework. And I went to an all-black school. All the black kids hated me. I was the white trash of the school. You know, all this stuff, I always felt like I had something to prove. Even in the skate game, dude, going to third layer, like I wasn't induced into like the cool skate homies until I got like respect for it. When, you know, some of them were kind of just like born into it, you know, whatever the case may be. I always had to work hard for it. And like, that's something that I'm now trying to revert my energy into, just doing it for the fact of I want to prove something to myself, yeah. You know, like not that I have to prove anything to anybody else. I'm just exactly. Yeah. And that's something that me and you were talking about that I fight with so hard, because it's like I'll be doing these things, making these moves, and at the same time I'm telling myself I'm not doing enough, I'm not doing whatever said thing. And you know, for anybody else out there who might feel the same way and is listening, you can always shoot me a DM. We'll have all this stuff down in the show notes, because this is something I love to have conversations more about, especially because really the only person I talk to about it is Lou. And I don't know, I just think it's interesting. If you have any kind of,
you know what it is too, it's like
stuff.
We're just talking about fun, right, and enjoying life and all that. It's like, because honestly, there's always more everyone could do, unless you're that person that's just. But what I'm saying is, if you're that person, like, are you enjoying it then? Like, people say enjoy the process and all that. Like,
yeah,
it's honestly, this is what I look at. It's your choice. Like, that's another thing too. I'm giving suggestions here. If you straight up just want to hate your job during the week and get by and just drink on the beach, and go do your thing. As long as you're not raping, murdering, or stealing, I don't care what you're doing. But I'm just saying, like, don't be the complainer out there. You know what I mean? And like, because that's something I get.
That's my biggest thing. Real quick, that's my biggest fucking thing that I talk to JoJo about all the time is if you come to me and you complain about something, but then you are given a clear objective of how to change it, and you continue to do the same thing, and bitch, you just need to get out of my face. Like that,
yeah,
that is just one thing. And I like that.
We
you can
work with you, young
it's
man.
Just like,
because
I know, dude. I know. It's
two, the better you can work with humans, the better we could all be. And like, because I hear you, because I'm very
yeah.
much like that. But that's something I've been personally working on.
Yeah.
Because then I look at it as like, you know what? This is what it is to be a human. Like me and myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
And that's why I was being honest about my feelings about
that's
it. It's like, that's
it's
where
I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
Yo, we're going to work.
Yeah, no, no.
That's like I do the same
yeah.
thing.
It's just crazy.
With myself of like, again, I'm judging early at the gym. I'm kind of like, hold on, which one is it? You don't want people. You want people in the gym getting more fit and healthy and being active, but then you're hating on them for being in there doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. Which one is it? Which one is it, Lou? You know? So it's like,
mm-hmm.
it's really, oh, now I'm losing my train of thought of what we were just saying. Son of a gun. Give me a second. What was it? Bring it back to me.
Well, I was talking about the fact of when people
yeah.
come to me and they complain about things,
yeah.
and then there's like the obvious thing in front of them, and then you went into the fact of we need to work on that just because
it's better because it's perspective and stuff. And then it's also too, oh, check it out. I'm sure I do things that other people would be like, oh, you shouldn't do that. And it's because that's what it is when you live in the world of shoulds. You're like, everyone else should do this, bad this, that this. And it's really only in your world, you know? And like, when it comes to ourselves, mm-hmm. like the way you are a serious perfectionist on yourself, and it's like, you'll tell me things like, dude, you look at what you're doing. It's insanely good, you know? And like, I do the same thing to myself. But then I also, because I honestly have this idea with myself that actually it's something I battle with where like all I truly try to do is be a better me. Like if I do that, if I get to that work today, then it's tough for me to get to any other type of work, to be honest with you. Like I have to force myself to get to mm-hmm. content creating, to have ideas, to read and study and learn, to get better, to be able to get better content creating and help clients more. Like I have to force mm-hmm. that because as long as I get to my ways of trying to be a better Luda to rid my body of the angst that I've had and the violence that I can have within me, like the pure wanting to rip people apart mentality. Like when I can work on just that and be mm-hmm. nicer and kinder within myself than the others, that then I'm like, all right, everything else is second. Like, I don't have those, like, I have to build Amazon. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's something where I sit with myself and I'm like, mm-hmm. it's a good thing. But I also want to be creating things more. Like, so it's like you have to be able to put on the masks or the hats, really. You know, you're like, right, yo, now I'm about to put on the creating hat, you know, and like, let's get to it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like for real. Like, and it's also a comfortability too of like having a job that provides what it does to get to everything else. It's like, yo, this is extra because mm-hmm. I'm comfortable right now. Like the fact that I went from what I was at one point in life and a very angry, sad, depressed, raging drug addict in jail and all that, to what I do now, I sometimes sit here and like, why am I going to try to do anything else? But then the parts of me inside of me are like, this is the beginning, bro. Like, let's go. And then I'm like, all right, I guess we got things to do. You know, like,
let's get up. I guess, I mean, that's a great way to end it. That's the life is wild.
It's definitely short.
Get the most out of it that you can get.
Average lifespan in the 80s. World's been around forever. You think your life is even a friggin' our ego, though. I've been here forever. I'm about to be 32. I feel like I've been here for 64 years. But that's my ego. That's like, yo, we did it. Like, look at these. Look at them. This is what they're crying about. Can't get fit. You kicked the drug addiction. Like, that's what my ego says. Like, look at them. They're complaining about this and that. You got yourself. And it's like, Lou, shut your friggin' mouth, bro. Like, maybe there's a reason that you were born with some type of thing in you that got you off of doing things and others. Whatever the case is, everyone comes from different backgrounds. It's having perspectives, you know, and keeping yourself in check, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Keep, like, check yourself before you try to check anybody else.
Because that's how you reckon yourself.
Then, you know, that's how you reckon. Who knows what might happen?
You don't know who you're about to check to. That's like some like other people, man. They got like, yo, today I'm on the subway going to jujitsu. And I always keep a little knife by my waistband. It's a stabbing knife. It's not a slicing knife. It's for one reason, right?
Yeah. I know what I got on me.
The first time you came back over, you're like, I'm like, oh, fuck, what did I get into? I forgot. Forgot it was in a state legal. Yeah, so this dude comes on the subway. You can tell he's on drugs, homeless, whatever. He's got to be like meth or something because he's all jacked up.
Yeah.
Now I get my stance. Like because in my head, he's going to try to hit me. So I'm in the corner ready. My skateboard's to the left. I get more of a staggered stance. Like if he throws, I'm already thinking about a billion things that's going to go on. And I see him going to other people. Mm-hmm. He comes to the freaking glass thing by me. He punches the window. And I'm like, oh, this is going to go down. Like, I'm full-blown ready. This is going to go down, right? But then he goes, like, the other way. He hits into someone. Then he, like, throws a knee at some dude reading a book. The dude was not going to do anything. And that's why. Like, he went for the target that he knows in his head is not going to do anything. Like, this dude looked like he ain't doing anything. He looked like your typical 45-year-old male white guy. Yeah.
You don't want to be that guy.
And then we got to the stop. He left. All of a sudden, 2 seconds later, some people come down. That guy assaulted somebody, right? So the reason I'm saying this is because you got people like that out there that are just for no reason could care less. Their world is so wild that they'll just assault people, right? So it's like you might have someone who just seems like they're relaxed, and they're really not. They just found out that their wife's been cheating on them with their best friend for like 10 years, and they lost their job, and now they're standing in line at the supermarket, and you try to get in someone's face about something, this guy just kills you, you know? So you check yourself first. Like, whatever feelings, emotions you're going through, instead of projecting on the world and society, bring it within first and be like, yo, what's going on? Why is that? It's not that person making you feel like this. It's you. So it's like full responsibility for yourself always. And then maybe you won't get punched in the face from a homeless person, which I'm not justifying what the homeless person did at all. They, honestly, he might have just walked up to him for no reason and did it. But you might be dealing with the guy who just found out his wife's been cheating on him and he lost his job. You know what I mean? You might be dealing with that. Or you might be dealing with the guy who just lost his mom, that just got a phone call that it's over. And you're upset exactly. for whatever reason. You know what I mean? Because you've had to sit in traffic for 5 minutes, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you just never know. It's all about perspectives. And, like, always before, like, that's something I try to tell myself constantly. Before I'm trying to judge, which it's a never-ending fucking friggin' task for me. It's all I do in my life, you know? Everything. But, like,
just know that. Know that you yourself have your perceptions and your life.
So does everybody. It's like your ego is telling you you're living in this world by yourself and everyone else is here. But my dude, me, I'm skateboarding mm-hmm. in my world. Everyone's staring at me. And when I'm cruising down,
yeah,
everybody's
dude.
Looking at
I'm
me.
The fucking
everybody.
Shit.
And I have to be the coolest cat going on until I check it and I'm like, shut your mouth. Mm-hmm. And then I get back to the music and I'm chilling.
Every time I.
But that happens.
He's chilling.
That happens to
every
time, like, with
dude.
Everything. That's why we do what we do. And, like, we try to get dolled up, dressed up, be everything but ourselves for everybody else. We all do. That's why, like, I was like, mm-hmm. yo, I just got to come on the podcast like this today because this is how I'm dressing, bro. Like, I'm not going to now be like, all right.
Yeah, dude. I love how you brought that up, too, because, like, you know, most people in our space, like, they were, like, a little bit tighter shirts and stuff like that. But, like, I come from just, like, the skate world, bro. And that's just, like, funny. Like, I always just wear, like, baggy clothes and stuff.
And even that with the skate
world. Be you.
Like,
be who you want to be. Like,
come from is be you. Because it's so annoying when you're trying to be everyone else in that world. Because then typically people find out. Or what's even more annoying for me personally is when you're that guy with, like, or girl and you're not yourself. You know what? As I'm saying this, I'm just judging because I don't know this person. I'm just going to judge off of what I'm assuming. So, you know, I'm not even going to finish that sentence. I caught me. That's how you check yourself. That's live action right there. You wanted it. You got it.
There we go.
That was
we're going to end it
Channel 7
like
News Team.
That.
Live action right there. Coming
check
to
yourself.
With a personal
before you wreck
self-check.
Yourself.
I ain't going to judge because I'm assuming that this person's doing this. Okay? So we're just not going to win. The sentence is over. See ya. I'm judging.
Man. All right, everybody. Make sure we're going to leave it at that. Make sure if you want to get any consultations with myself or Lou over here to head down to the show notes. We'll have everything down there for you guys to book a consultation right away. And make sure you check out our sponsors while you're down there because we do have some amazing humans help keep this podcast going. Let's get fit, everybody. And you know what? Like we were saying. Yeah. Just check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Well.
All right, everybody. Peace. All right, really quick, got to give a shout out to our sponsors here on the XSF podcast. Now, make sure if you guys want to check out any further information on all these amazing humans and companies, that you just check the show notes. Everything will be down there underneath our podcast sponsor section. Third Lair Skate Park and Skate Shop. Third Lair Skate Park and Skate Shop is located in Golden Valley, Minnesota. They have an online store, and like I said, you can check everything in the show notes for their website link. Now, Third Lair has been an amazing place for not only myself, but a lot of other skateboarders here in the Twin Cities and even around the U.S. They have everything from skate gear, wheels, boards, bearings, trucks, all the way to their own apparel, so you look fresh while you're getting those clips and landing those tricks.
They also have everything from skate lessons to skate camps. So make sure you check them out. Keeping it on the skateboard train, now we got to give a shout out to our sponsors, Monte Coso Skateboards. Monte Coso Skateboards is a Minnesota owned and operated business. They are also all about the community, always out there trying to give back, put out things that are really just helping the kids be able to prosper in the skate game. Now, besides that, they also have very, very durable boards. Most durable boards I've ever skated myself, and I've skated quite a few. I've jumped down rails, jumped down stairs. This board has even hit the corner of concrete walls, and it still isn't chipped. I'm telling you, you want a durable board that is still lightweight? Check out Monte Coso Skateboards.
This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Batch Roasting Co. Batch is an ethnically sourced, minority-owned, organic, fair trade coffee company roasting out of Brooklyn, New York. Let me tell you, Batch is some great people making some great coffee. Trust me, I'm a self-proclaimed coffee connoisseur. I've had delicious coffee all over the place. And when I tell you Batch is some of the best coffee I've ever had, I'm not just saying that. You know what I mean? We just don't let anyone be our sponsor. You know what I'm saying? We jive with our products that sponsor us. So trust me when I tell you Batch is some of the best coffee. You can find Batch on Instagram at BATCHROASTINGCO. That's Batch Roasting Co. You can check out their website, BATCHROASTING.com, batchroasting.com. Type in LBOMB at checkout for 15% off your entire order. That's LBOMB at the checkout. Go get some delicious coffee by some amazing humans. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Jetty Woodwork. Jetty Woodwork is a veteran-owned and operated woodworking company out of Long Beach, New York. They are great people creating great products. I personally bought a custom board for my brother, a cutting board. He got into some chefing, and we got a little custom cutting board for him. They threw an MB on it, a little pot plant on there for us because, you know, he's a marijuana enthusiast. So, amazing product. It's amazing stuff they do over there. All their wood is locally sourced. Their cutting boards are 100% organic. And like I just said, they'll custom. They'll put anything you want on there. Just great people doing great things. Definitely check them out. You can find them on Instagram at JETTY Woodwork. That's Jetty Woodwork. JETTY Woodwork.